podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Oh, this is gonna be hard, isn't it? I'm trying to twist it. John, you wanna do it?
Honestly,
no, just twist it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got it. Yay!
You did it!
Yay! Happy birthday to me!
Do you really need a glass that big?
Yes. And do you know what my glass says?
To relieve stress, I do yoga. Okay.
And then it says, just kidding, I drink wine in my yoga pants.
Oh, that's funny.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Actually, I just have the bottle.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, episode 35, bitches.
Oh, this is a good episode.
Isn't this
your 35th birthday,
It is, John.
Oh, wait, is that why it's episode 35 or did it line up like this?
Look at you. We waited. We did an episode 34. We did a 34.5. We did a 34 3/4 that never aired.
I was wondering if that ever aired. I looked back.
It's not going to. It's probably, you know what?
It's
going to
be in the lost episodes.
It's going to be lost episodes, which I'm going to come, it's going to come back as the Divorce Diaries.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whenever, in 100 years, when everyone's dead, you can remember.
Oh, I can remember.
That's what I'm going to do when I release
my I have my hurt and sorrow on friggin' podcast, right?
Well, that's what you have to do. Like, when I release my memoirs, I'm going to release them when everyone else is dead so no one could be like, he's a lying sack of shit.
Exactly.
Because chances are, when I'm old and senile, I will probably be a lying sack of shit.
So, we have John Sheen in the house.
Hey, what's up?
What happened?
I did, like, almost spit. I don't know. I had... Disclaimer, I'm not allowed to talk about dicks or penises or cock or any kind of male genitalia on this show per request of my mother. Because she didn't even listen, but she's a little, I don't even know if she listened. She might have. I told her she couldn't. But, so we're going to keep it clean and tight as a nut. A really good nun, not Mother Angelica. I'm just kidding. Who knows what she did? I think she was a nun when she was like 6.
And we have...
R.I.P.
And we have... B-Side.
What up?
So excited. So yeah, it's episode 35. When this airs, which is tomorrow, I'll be 35. So it just coincides 35 and 35. So I'm sure Joey is cringing right now and going, what is going to... I'm sure he cringes every time that he starts to listen to a podcast.
He stopped listening a minute ago.
But not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
Why do you say he stopped listening? You said that last time. This isn't live.
Because we challenge him. Because if we say that,
he'll continue to listen. And then he'll comment, like, 20 comments on the GMG page.
This is on a page?
Yeah, it's
on a
blog.
Yeah, and it's on iTunes, my friend.
How
we're on
iTunes?
iTunes as well, my friend. We are worldwide.
This is disturbing as
like,
fuck.
This is real life right now.
So we get 5 viewers. What if our biggest, like... base of listeners is like in Uganda or something. They're all sitting around the hut waiting for us to talk.
Probably,
out of like the magic talking box, and they're like worshiping us based on what our voices sound like.
They could.
So I'm like a fat homosexual. Like, you never know. Like, there could be like a whole cult to us in Uganda.
You know that there are more people in this town that listen to this that don't tell us
until they see us out
and they're like, oh, I heard your podcast. It's like, what?
Usually I get that, but last one I didn't get that because people are probably too ashamed to look at me in the face. Which is fine because I prefer you don't look me in the eyes anyways.
Oh.
I like a slight keep your head down, curtsy in your Imperial Highness.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So,
you like don't put a pillowcase over their face just because, you know, you don't want them looking at your eyes.
I would like to put a trash bag over them. most people's faces. Trash just like tie it.
How Dexter of you, or American Psycho.
Yeah, I listen.
Fixation.
Not too long. Just enough to get off, and then you take it off.
Isn't it autoerotic asphyxia?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I get it. I'm surprised. Joey definitely listens to this. He's the one who like requests me on here all the time.
Yes.
Right.
Like, he claims that it's terrible.
He claims, he's like, why did I listen to this shit?
No, because he's madly fucking in love with me. And it's okay, Joey. I'll raise your children with you. It's like, we can have a beautiful life together. You just have to pay for my weed, drugs, and booze habit. And, you know, pay for everything. But that's a cool
thing. You're going to have to fight the most beautiful Kate.
Oh, yeah, the girl. That's right. Yeah, sure. You know what? Not for nothing. Everyone can be taken care of. Everyone can be bought off. And if you can't buy them off, you just, you know. I have a very perfectly nice working car. I can just mow them. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't. This is why my mother doesn't want me.
This is why
you have not talked about the D or the P.
I have
or
yet.
The B
or the
so
or the
A
or the what's the A?
Asshole.
Oh well, we haven't gotten there yet. She never gave me. We can talk about anal sex later, but I just feel like. I mean, I don't know who listens to this, who wants to sit here and listen to me talk about anal sex for like 3 years.
Well, not everyone. No, because we're not going to. We should have
a whole show.
Well, if I didn't lose Joey now, I lost him now.
No, because he can get some pointers, and I can listen.
Oh, God.
Is this going to be a lost episode?
This is going to be.
This is
35. What I'm saying is that we should devote a whole episode on it. On the horrors, the wonders, and the joys of it. And just, I can give people a pep talk on how to convince their significant other.
No. There's no joy. There's no convincing.
What do you, I mean, listen, some of us don't have any other options, so we have to tell ourselves that.
Yeah, no.
Some people like joy.
No. I'm not even the joy, the wonder. There's so much we could go into. There is.
From the preparation to the aftermath.
There's only one thing you could go into.
All right, we're getting off this subject. Get it? We're getting off this subject right now because I just know I have very strong feelings. I get very strong feelings about that.
You don't want to talk about
you
like
notice
the
I didn't flinch, right?
No, I feel like you're like an honorary gay man, so you probably have a. You know, I can't even.
No, we're not going there. It's not happening. We're moving on.
I can't say that she has a Luther asshole. And I don't. No, mine's fine. I take healthy, normal. You know. Anyways.
We're moving on. Moving on.
I can't stop myself.
We are moving on from this. So the new phenomenon today, the world's new phenomenon that everyone is freaking out about, Instagram trying to be Snapchat.
Well, you know why, right?
No, I don't.
So Facebook bought Instagram. Facebook...
Well, there you go, Mark Zuckerberg. Wait.
Facebook tried to buy Snapchat when it was worth $5 million. They said no. Snapchat is now worth $20 million. And they still will not cave to Facebook.
Wow.
So Snapchat is its own individual thing. So Instagram all of a sudden just out of nowhere.
Instagram, they were Vine. They became the new Vine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they bought Vine too. Facebook bought Vine as well.
I mean, if you go on Vine still, then I don't know what's wrong with you.
Well, and the thing is, same thing with Periscope. They didn't like Twitter.
I don't understand what a Periscope is.
So it's kind of like
we did Periscope.
So
did they buy Periscope too?
Hold on. Twitter owns Periscope. Okay. Facebook Live, by the way, is the Periscope of Facebook. Because Periscope could not be bought by Facebook. Facebook decided to do their own live broadcast toggle on the page.
That's what Periscope is.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going live on Facebook if it didn't send a notification to every fucking friend.
But it's the same thing when you're on Periscope.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
On Periscope, if you have followers on Periscope,
I mean, I'd like feel like you'd like be stumble on and be like, "Oh, John's live." Because if I went live right now, 500 fucking people would be tuning in, listening to
us
talk about anal sex.
That's the point, John. That's the point is to get when you're doing something like this to get it out there because now they're gonna want to listen, and it's marketing. What it is. So for this, it would make sense because
it's
marketing.
I'm going to start marketing myself that way.
You should do that when you're doing the hair.
Exactly.
I know. But you know what? I don't understand how people have time to take, like, you know, you go on Instagram, you see these hair videos. Who sits there with the camera? If I asked one of the girls there, they'd be like, you can't make up 900
no,
people.
No, 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 but like, I feel like if you...
I don't know how people find the time.
Hold on, I'm going to be a marketer for a second.
No, I love
I
to
feel
market.
Like,
tell
so
me
you
everything.
Know how you took your photo, like you take your photos of the before and after? What you can do is you can do a Facebook Live of the after and showing the hair, like, and its color and its blowout or, you know, however it's done, and do just a quick little live of it.
Yeah.
So that people are like, oh, John's live, what is he doing? And then they can see the hair in action versus a stagnant still photo. I don't go on Instagram anymore as much.
But here's the thing though, to me, I feel like those videos are more for a stylist. To me, maybe this is just me, and maybe I'm just stuck a couple years ago. I feel like with those videos, they're seeing how the hair is done. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more. But I feel like if I was a client, I don't give a shit how it's done, as long as it comes out right.
Right. No, but I feel like
who cares how I'm gonna do it.
I feel like if you were doing it at the end result, like mm-hmm. the girl's hair you did today.
Yeah.
Like even if you were like showing her like just, you know, doing that Pantene like maybe it's Maybelline like head nod. Whoa, sorry.
Yeah, you have a migraine.
Yeah, I know.
You have a migraine?
Yeah, she's had one for like 12
days. Oh, is that why
you're
not drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should come in for a Reiki session.
I'm on day 5 of this bed.
They laugh that long?
No, not usually. This is Summer of Bridget catching up to me. And I've got 2 more weeks left of Summer of Bridget, and
it's 3 weeks,
derailed
isn't it?
Me. What?
It's like 4 weeks, dude,
yeah,
until
like
September.
Weeks.
No, the end of my social calendar like ends in like 2
weeks.
Oh,
your season ends.
My season ends because I got nothing on the books for like the last 2 weeks. So,
oh, good.
August.
We'll cook.
All right.
Perfect.
I'm sure you two will find a way to keep up with each other.
Kind of.
With yourselves and keep up, you know, keeping up with Kardashians.
But anyway, but like, I feel like if you were to have her like, if you had done like Facebook Live or even an Instagram photo of her like just shaking out her hair and I would have loved to see that. I'd be like, fuck yeah, look at that.
I mean, next time I'll do it. I gotta download some apps and shit, but I mean,
I'm going to
what
see
do you
this
down apps.
You are?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I need that. Coming in. Getting highlights, right?
No.
You don't. Wow.
I'm just kidding. No, you want a color. You want to go a light brown. You want to look messy AF.
I just want to get rid of. I have so much gray.
Yeah.
So I need to get rid of.
I can't throw
gray.
A few highlights in?
I want a color.
I'm gonna do something. Don't worry. Cool. Just trust me.
Listen,
you don't.
I'm getting a massage right before that, so I'm coming from my massage, coming downstairs.
You're going to Stephanie?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm really mad.
Is she her baby yet?
No. No, November.
Oh, I thought she was. I haven't seen her. I just see her on the Facebook.
Yeah. Sticky Fingers is still closed?
Sticky Fingers is permanently closed.
We've talked about this.
I don't know.
I thought we were changing
back.
Locations or
I,
coming
I,
back.
I
we
don't
talked
know.
About this the
I
last
don't.
Time
I know,
he was here.
But
listen,
it was
I
like
went
three
to Florida.
Episodes ago.
Listen, I went to Florida. I came back. They were closed. I don't listen. I have.
Oh, well, you know what? Never mind. I got Pleasant Street Cafe, so I can go. Never mind. I can go from my massage to Pleasant Street to you.
What time is your appointment at?
Oh, let me check my calendar.
I think it's 10, right?
Let me check
my calendar. Lately, I haven't been checking mine. I've been a half hour early for everything, so.
It's 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
So,
o'clock.
My massage is until 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go over to Pleasant Street.
All right.
And then
right.
I'll come see you. And then I am going to go, I'm going to DMV, hopefully.
In Reading or Wilmington?
In Wilmington.
Oh.
Because I got my judgment back, my divorce thing today, but then I think I have to call and get something with the sticker, but I'm getting my name back. So,
what's your name?
Cox.
Well, then your name's Alicia Cox.
So here's a funny thing.
Because on the Facha Libre there, your name's Alicia Cox.
Well.
And I think Facebook is the most official thing we have in our government.
Well, here's the funny, because so. I've always used my married name and my maiden name interchangeably. Because I never wanted to change my name. But I did it.
Wait, your last name was Cox and you didn't want to change your name?
No. I'm Alicia Cox.
Come on.
No, that's my identity. That's who I was born to be. That's who I'm born. That's my born name. Why
no
would I change
it? No one made any double entendres in high school. No one ever made.
Are you kidding me? I got made fun of all the time.
I was going to say. I know your Aunt Rosie couldn't wait to change her name.
I know. But at the end of the day, I'm Alicia Cox.
There's irony there.
But at the end of the day, like, that's who I am. That's what I was born. And why? Here comes the radical feminism in me.
No, I mean,
why
do
I have to change my name? Why can't the male change their name? I'm not. So anyway, I went ahead and I changed my name. I'm guilty of it, but I did it.
How many years after the marriage did this happen? Was it during the marriage? Like,
no, I got married with that name.
So like, what are you legally? Who are you?
Legally, I've been DeWolf for as long as I've been married.
But her persona is always
my persona has always been Cox. But even my ex-husband will tell you, you've never been a DeWolf, you've always been a Cox. He'll tell you. Like, I never, like, when it is you. Like, your last name, I feel like, define, like, your name defines who you are at a certain point,
that
I feel.
That is not fucking true at all.
You're saying that because you have listen, my father's a fucking asshole. My now deceased uncle was an ex-con. You want to talk about last names and the family precedes them?
Well,
but I'm talking about, like, that's, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
What the hell?
Oh my God. No, just as we're talking about last names, here comes my sister, Crystal Cox Sawyer. Oh, I love it.
I just saw the door opening.
I know. I was like, I thought it was one of the dogs. I got so confused.
How the dogs did not even hear her or not hear her. Oh, I love those.
Are those beautiful?
My
how
sister,
are you,
Crystal?
Just bought me some roses because I love flowers. And some Pinot Grigio because that's my favorite.
Good.
I love it.
Oh, good.
I love it.
Alright, I can go to Mama's.
You're going to Mama's? Why?
She needs help with changing her address and some stuff.
Oh.
So she wants.
Are you sleeping at Daddy's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Alright, thank you.
You're welcome. Where's your vase? Is there a vase in here?
I actually have an empty one because Moonpie hasn't given me any new ones yet.
Alicia's family, awkward family moments once again. Alicia Unleashed podcast. We did this last time for the 4th of July. We were like, why aren't you going to come to so and so's house?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's all real. It's live. We're not scripted. Actually, speaking of, can I see the notebook real quick? Keep going while we're going on. I'm going to make some.
All right, so anyway, that's.
I see the pen, Joe.
So.
The new producers in town. Call me Chris Jenna. Kylie Henry,
Chris,
shut up.
Are you Chris with a K?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine her face when he was like, when Bruce was like, I'm going to be Caitlyn, but with a C? Like, do you think I would have been pissed. I would have been like, no.
She wasn't a Kardashian. She's
yeah,
not a
I
Kardashian.
Don't, I don't give a shit, though. But, like, you're going to choose a name with a K sound.
Chris isn't even a Kardashian.
Oh, my God. She was by injection.
By injection?
Allegedly. I mean, who knows?
Right, because she could have been a Simpson.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, at least Chloe's a Simpson.
Chloe's a Simpson, yeah. I hope they never hear this because I want them to be my best friends. So I love you all. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, I almost spit. Like, I just had.
You know that spitter?
I am, actually.
John, did you catch that? No, John did not catch that. It's okay, John. It's all right. You're blonde.
Oh, I want to talk about Blue Apron praises, too.
Aw, thank you, Crystal. I have the best card
and
ever.
Joey is out.
No, Joey, come back. Joey bowed out.
He's Joey out. Bowed out a long time ago.
And we're out.
Yes. My sister gave me such a nice card.
Mm. Wait, you didn't read the second page to me. All right, let's talk about this. All right, how do you feel about strangers after meeting them telling you too much information off the bat? John, this doesn't count at work. Okay.
That's perfect.
Do you like the side note to yourself?
Yeah, I was like, no, it was a side note to me. That wasn't to me, but I found it. Honestly, I fucking love when people tell me weird, fucked up shit. I'm like sitting there like, yes, tell me more. Tell me
so
everything.
So you must love when I come to see you then.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. You're my cousin, so you, it's never TMI. Like, you know what I mean? Because when you share that blood, like, we basically share yeast infections.
Oh,
like,
wow!
Like, no, it is. I compare our blood to a yeast infection. Like, it's pretty. It's a good excuse
viewers
to get out
home,
of. It's not pretty. It's a good face. Excuse to get out of things. And it clears up eventually. With the right meds. All right.
Bye. Chris is like, oh, thank you.
See ya.
Yeah, I love when people tell me, like, weird
like,
stuff.
Like, even at, like, at bars, like, random
yeah,
bars
oh God,
and
I love
places.
I went to a party once, some lady gave me a full tour of her house. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is, I can't even get into the specifics of this story, because someone will get offended.
Did she have a sex dungeon?
Well,
she's like,
she showed me her closet. She's got all these shoes in the closet. Mm. And I'm looking at her, and I was a little loaded when I got there, but I'm looking at them warm.
Are they my fuck me shoes?
They were like, they're not supposed to be warm, but they're supposed to be up in the air. You know
yep,
what I mean?
Yep.
And
yep.
She's like, well, me and my husband are swingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. After she, well, she. I can't even say why we were there, because then it'll give away exactly who it is, and someone's going to get upset. But, and my mother happened to be at the same party.
I'm not going to talk about it, but
no, my first thought was, I have to run downstairs and find my mother and get her out. I go, Ma, they're fucking swingers. We need to get the fuck. Because, I mean, I don't, if you're a swinger, swing. I don't care. That's not the thing. But they were throwing a party for, it just,
it
nothing
was a peace party.
No,
was it
wasn't.
A swinger party?
It was a birthday party. It was a very, actually, you know what? It was my, they threw, this older couple threw my younger brother an 20th birthday party. And my mother went because she,
yeah.
No, it is, I don't care. I don't even care because it was fucking disgusting. But my mother went to make sure no one fucking was a predator to her child. And it turns out that they fucking were. So we were out of there, like, you know, butter on toast. Like, oh, that's not a good, but yeah, no, we were out.
Like white on rice.
Like, yeah, no, we were.
Like a new dude was on Michael Jackson.
We were out. But yeah, no, and I found out, and I had known this woman 2 minutes, and she was like, oh, you don't seem like you judge, so I can tell you, and I'm like, wrong. Like,
so, pretty much, I have that gift where the minute I meet somebody, they tell me their whole entire life. Or they're very open.
Me too.
They're very open with me.
Me too.
It's anyone that I've met, anyone I've gone on a date with, but I'm that open book, and I just sit there and listen. But it's happened this year more than ever. People just open up to me and just tell me everything, and I just sit there and listen. But
see, I don't even listen anymore, because then they feel like then they want advice, and then I'm like, advice.
Well, Bridget's the best at advice.
I feel like I would call you out of the blue, and.
She tries to stop me from doing things, but I've already done them.
No, me too.
And I tell her after the fact, no, Alicia, no. Why, Alicia, why?
And then I ask her, do you feel good about that now? And she's like, no.
No, like right now, I'm like, I shouldn't have told that story. And I'm like, someone's going to get really, really upset. But also,
that's only if they listen.
Well, yeah, but still, but the moral of the story is you shouldn't be sketchy as fuck to begin with, and then maybe my big fat ass won't be sitting here telling about how, I don't know, you allegedly may or may not have been trying to sleep with my brother.
It's a public service announcement.
It is. I don't know. It was just one of those things that rings so creepy, and then once you're validated, when everyone else thinks you're crazy. I mean, everyone thought my mother was nuts, and then once it was validated, it was like, okay, like this is... it is what it is. I shouldn't have told it, but you know what? Maybe you shouldn't be a child predator. Anyways, no, and I don't mean that.
How old is your brother now?
He's 20, but that's what I said. I'm like,
how old is he now?
He'll be 20. He's 20. I mean, this was last year. This was like 9 months ago.
That is with this train wreck. You fed him and he gave him alcohol.
I know,
why
it doesn't end. I know.
I fed him, though.
I know. She
did.
She fed me.
John, I fed you. Some nice stuffed shell lasagna stuff.
Deconstructed
lasagna shell.
Listen, if you were on Food Network in front of a judge and they said deconstruct, they'd be like, oh, I see what you tried to do there.
Basically. But it was good, huh? He even said my zugugu was good.
I don't even know what that was.
My zugugu is good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I'm going to go with that because I think that word is maybe a potty word.
No, it means sauce. It means like it's a red sauce.
Sauce and baista.
Yeah.
Zugu and baista.
Like baista zugu. I don't know. Like, what is that so hard to understand?
It's sauce.
Are you making fun of us? You come to me on the day of my Alicia's podcast and you're making fun of her zugu? Her zugu is moist and sweet. I love to plunge myself.
It's not salty? That's good. I'm glad.
I don't
it's
like
salty
things.
I know.
It was a little
I heard.
Sweet. It was a little too sweet.
It was sweet.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't like salty things. All right, John, you're killing the flow here.
No,
hold
on a sec.
You're supposed to flow.
We
from one topic to another.
I can't.
I told her she's in charge of this list.
I didn't ground myself before I came in here, so I'm all over the place.
Oh.
And I got to ground to connect to Mother Earth and be a normal human being for like 20 minutes. I like this one.
I don't know how that one's going
to
work.
No, it doesn't. I like to say it does. What personality would you say is your drunk self?
Oh,
I'm Alicia.
I'm the same. If I'm...
Have the book.
No, you can't.
Actually,
notes.
You know what?
Notes.
Actually, you know what?
I
am... I can be a little passive-aggressive.
Oh, I don't like that. I think passive-aggressive is the worst trait a human can have. No, I do.
Do you hate me, John? Do you hate me?
I just don't appreciate passive-aggressiveness because I'm such a bitch. I can't hide it. But, like, some people can hide it by being passive-aggressive.
Oh, I don't hide it?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think you're passive-aggressive.
Oh, no, I
some
can
people are, like, I had a teacher in high school, a journalism teacher, who was very, very passive-aggressive to the point where you're like, wait a minute, you're an asshole. And I didn't even realize you were an asshole until 3 days later. Like, you know, that that's the passive-aggressiveness that I don't like. And you know what? Here, we're going to do this because Kevin's wearing so much.
Oh, I've been putting it in for
you. Have? Oh, all right. So why the hell did you give me a pie?
Just in case you felt frisky.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, I do. I mean, I don't know.
We can't talk about that.
Well, if
no,
I'm passive-aggressive, you won't be thinking about it for 3 days. You'll know it the minute I do it or say it.
But that's not, to me, that's not passive-aggressive. That you're.
But I'm being
a bitch.
Nice at the same time.
No, I
so I'm just being a bitch?
I think you're being nice.
Sometimes she fishes.
What do you mean? What does that mean? What does fishing mean?
She puts out a passive-aggressive message, so the person responds back and is like, oh, I'm sorry. Here's what you want. And she's like, oh, I didn't mean that, like, for you.
Oh, speaking of, my cousin Nicole is live now on the picnic-y thingy.
Oh,
it just popped up on my phone, yeah.
But it's live?
Yeah, I don't want to watch it because I don't know, I feel like...
I didn't get that she was live.
I just thought she commented.
She's not live.
Oh, mine says... Look, read this right now.
Is now, that's interesting because I didn't get that.
Well, I would put it on, we could watch it, but I don't think she appreciates it going up to all five people on iTunes.
Oh, here I go. Here it is. Now I got it live. Okay. All right. I'm not going to watch it yet.
Because you can watch it back later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to that?
I am. Are you?
I think so. I mean, am I allowed to drink in it? Or someone going to
It's whatever you bring.
I'm like, but yeah, but if I bring like three bottles of vodka, someone going to judge me.
Awkward family moments again.
No, I'm bringing my own shit in a cooler, man.
You know what I'm scared of?
You need to go, because I want you to
No,
go.
I am. I'm definitely going to go. You know what I'm scared of?
Is
these
Dolores
things?
Going?
Yeah. But it's so big, it's not just like...
No, it's huge.
It's huger than that.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of running into somebody that... You know what? Fuck it. It's Gloucester. Things happen. I'm scared of running into someone that I may or may not have fucked with and then finding out they're my cousin.
Oh.
Has that ever happened to you? I mean, it's never happened to me.
No, because I don't sleep with people in Gloucester.
Well, you were like 17, I mean, also.
And I
like,
was with somebody for so many long, but I keep.
But
my
I mean,
ass
I'm,
out of Gloucester,
I'm
literally.
Petrified of running into someone and being like, oh my god, I slept with you and I found out you're my third cousin once removed or something stupid.
Well, if they're removed, then it doesn't count.
Then stop sleeping with people from the town, man.
I can go over the bridge for anything. No, I mean, I don't know.
You go to the mall, though.
Large family reunions are so weird because it gets to a point where
nothing.
Like,
we never had one.
I know, but not for nothing. If you're like my ninth cousin once removed grandmother's brother's sister's sibling's daughter, then are we really related? Like, can't give me a kidney, then chances are we're probably not.
I think if you're in fourth generation, like, removed bloodline.
Well, no, I love the whole group. I love how they've brought the family together.
And because there's only a few of them left the original, like,
yeah,
you know,
well,
Aunt Millie, Aunt
yeah,
Katie.
Or
Aunt,
well,
well,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you
Millie,
know
yeah.
what I mean?
But no, but I also, it's like, it's just so much that I'm like, am I really even related to these people?
You better go.
I'm going. I didn't say I wasn't going. I'm going to go, but I'm going to get really drunk and have severe social anxiety, if that's what you want to hear.
Dude. Really? You're like, you're the talk of the fucking family right now. Who's the talk of the family
Am
right
I
now?
The talk? Oh, I thought you said
everyone,
I was.
Everyone figuring out, why is Alicia not going to be there with her kids and her husband?
Well, why aren't your kids going to be there?
Because they're going to be with him.
Why can't they be with us?
Well, I'm going to give them the option. What do you want
to
do?
Or they're under 18 and you command them. I mean, it's come on, Alicia, you have to be Hitler to your kids.
Listen, I'm Hitler enough.
I'm aware.
I mean,
I think you should open the.
You know, like if Talia doesn't have work because Talia's very she's
very responsible.
She's very responsible. She's very wise beyond her years. And when I tell her the significance of why we're going there with the trees,
are you
going to
make her give a speech? She's the kind of kid who will stay up all night writing a speech that no one wants to hear because she's so smart. She needs an outlet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
She's not going to do that.
I hope she does. I want
her to. She's not going to do that. So anyway, let's get back to what personality do you turn into your drunk self? Do you change, John, when you're drunk?
No, but it's just, it's like a very demure John times 100. So if like John is most demure, then you add it to one. So it's, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Maybe I am, I don't know. All right, viewers, call in if you've ever met John.
There's no viewers. There's listeners.
What if they call these logistics?
We're not live.
They can
what
call
is these logistics?
You can call Alicia's house phone at 978. Honestly, am I a different person? I mean, I'm emotional. I'm an emotional drunk.
Oh, you are?
I'm like that crying.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, but I'm also kind of a cunt. Can I say that?
That was like 75 cents.
This all goes to charity, right?
Yes.
Like $1.50. So
yes,
cool.
This goes to Cape Ann Amway.
Oh, love that.
But that is the... Okay, hold on. No one told me. 35 episodes ever
on
Alicia Unleashed, no one has ever said the C word.
It was a reserved
ever.
Word.
Well, I mean, I was calling
and
myself.
And trust me,
I have
talked about people with no face, and I've never called them the C word.
Are you yelling at me right now, or are you like applauding me?
No, we're listening and making sure no one's being killed upside.
That's just Zinny next door.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In the first 35
impressive
episodes, yeah.
Well, with your birthday gift. It was your birthday gift.
So,
no,
anyway,
but I mean,
fun.
I don't mean it like that. I guess I'm. It depends.
Drunk
John. I don't know. I've never really sat down. Drunk John is fully aware. I'm not the kind of person who can drunk to not get drunk to not feel anything. You know, some people drink to let go and forget.
Oh, you like me? Like I drank.
It comes all up.
Every ounce of alcohol I drank in the state of Massachusetts this past Saturday, just to not feel.
I
didn't work.
Admit that online, but yeah, sure. Why
didn't
not?
Work. Didn't work.
No, well, that's how I am too. I'm a truth. There's so much truth in and around me.
Right.
That I can't just pretend it's not there. I mean, if I feel numb, I can drink till I feel numb, but I'm still gonna know it's wrong. There's something wrong. I can't run away from my. I can't. And so I literally just can't do that. Like, even if I try. Yeah, Drunk John's an enigma. I don't really know him too well. He has, like, a different agenda than me. I don't. I mean, for all I know, he might even have a different hair color. I've never seen me drunk, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, if that ever happens with me, I'll let you know what Drunk John is like.
Drunk John is a great time. I don't know. He's funny, but I'm always funny.
Right.
Like, I'm just, I have like a 5% filter. Mm-hmm. When I get really loaded, my filter is like minus 16. Like, I would say things that, you guys laugh at me now, and you're probably sick of me, but can you imagine if I was drunk? I mean, don't look at my wine glass like this. Sometimes like it's empty or something. I can see you, Bridget.
It's not. You have like
a little bit left. This needs to go away tonight.
But
well, I've had my second.
Well, no, you know what I mean. Like, I don't know. When you drink, everything's enhanced and the world
right.
is different. And
right.
Either, you know, drinking is fun.
It can, but yeah, like on Saturday was my first time going out drinking and.
You went out by yourself?
Where'd
no,
you go?
I went out with Marianne. I actually went out, like, we went to Mile Marker, and then went to Stones, and then we ended up at Dog Bar.
Oh! Wow.
That was my first time at Dog Bar.
I love Dog Bar.
In a million years.
I love Dog Bar.
And, other than that, I've been to Mile Marker this year already, mm-hmm. once, and then I go to Stones all the time. So I'm pretty excited. So, Bridget, have I ever seen you drunk, Bridget?
You have assumed that I was drunk and tried to cut me off one night.
Oh, is that the Nick Jonas?
Storm Nick Jonas. Yeah, when I was just rapping about two
days. Yeah, I'm like, oh my god.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
Oh, that's what I want!
No, you're not getting it! Sorry, I already got some for you!
Oh.
Listen. There are multiple drunk Bridgets.
Really?
There's even a Brittany.
I've never seen you drunk, Bridget.
Brittany Brittany came
out. Brittany, I like that.
She came out one time in San Diego, and she, Bridget reminds herself, don't let Brittany out, because Brittany was bad. So, so bad. And let me just tell you, I was 27, 28. That hangover sucked the next day. I mean, hangovers suck now because I'm 34 and I'm old as fuck when it comes
to... You are not old.
When it comes to hangovers, I am a fucking wuss. I can't do that shit anymore. Ain't nobody got time for that.
They all go to my stomach. It used to be in my head. Now it's all in my stomach.
Oh, it's both. Like, I got the combination. But 3rd of July's hangover sucked.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You were hurting that day.
I had 17 beers in me that
I tried
night.
To drink to forget my thoughts on that night, too. God, I do that. I've been doing that.
And this is where reflection turns to growth.
Oh, look at that.
Here on Alicia Unleashed, Podcast 35.
New goals.
New goals. Reflection turns to growth.
Listen, perfect. I learned that today in therapy this morning.
I went to therapy this afternoon.
I fucking love therapy. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'm a nutcase. I need therapy.
I love therapy.
I
read her my anger log, and she's like...
You have one too?
Yeah.
Shut up!
Get out!
I don't have it's not an anger log. It's like poems and then it's the occasional fuck so and so, but...
Nope, mine's an anger log. Every time I have an angry
moment... And you find out what triggers it, right?
It's always... So...
Always a childhood problem.
So, every time that I have a thought, I'm supposed to write it in my anger log rather than text it to somebody.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
So, honestly...
Just put it in there for in case.
I was going to say, all you said was that you threw like 6 coins in.
Just waiting for it.
So, that anger log, it has saved me a lot of, you know.
You feel better. You do.
Yeah.
It's your pride.
And I haven't texted, you know, I haven't done any.
Now, have you read them back besides in therapy, read them back and be like, why the fuck was I mad about this? See?
No, because mine are legit.
Okay.
Mine are too. Mine are legit.
Mine are like, well, mine.
This weird, like, Aqua Teen, like, family bonding Wonder Twins right now is like.
You'd never get to therapy? You don't think you need to go to therapy? I spent 45 minutes with you in my chair. Bitch, you need therapy. I'm just kidding. No, I don't even know you that well. But
it's okay.
I think everyone should go to a therapist at least once. I mean,
listen, I'm completely unbiased. When I was a child,
healthy people go to therapy.
And you know what? I love mine because she's so spiritual.
People with big paychecks can go to therapy.
I have insurance.
Yeah.
I do too, but still, the fucking my insurance sucks.
Oh, mine's pretty good. I don't have any.
I'm just sleeping with someone in the office.
I want to like.
No, but my lady, she's phenomenal. She's really spiritual, and she comes from that spiritual place of bringing your higher self in with your earthly self, and you just it just speaks volumes.
Do we go to the same person?
Do we? I don't know. Who do we?
Mine is more like a life coach, and she just really, I don't know. So we'll have to talk about one.
Yeah, we'll have
to
talk about
if we go to the same person.
We probably do.
Fascinating.
I fucking love her. And then she's back. She changed my life. Alicia, shut up. She changed my life.
Do we really go the same
way? We do.
Shut the fuck up. What is happening in this podcast? Joey, get out now, Joey. If you're not already out, get out now.
I love her. She changed my life. She really did.
She's changed my life.
No, God bless her. Literally. She's so phenomenal.
Year.
Phenomenal.
She's seriously can't even.
Right now. And you know the building we're talking about? It's a beautiful old building.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then the dog.
Yes.
This is great.
Yes.
No,
I love her.
She's in my top 10 favorite people this year. She's probably the number one.
So I know her from Gloucester Prevention Network when I was younger, when I worked there, I was 14, and she was the head of the HAWK program.
Oh, she was?
Then. Yeah, and that's how I actually know her.
Oh, really?
And then when I was, this past December, when I was looking at therapists, and I pulled up, and I was like, holy crap, she's a therapist? This is amazing. So when I called her, you know, and she's like, yep, I'm seeing people. I'm like, oh my God, awesome. I go to her once a week.
Me too.
Since then, unless she's vacationing,
Yeah.
Because she does often.
Yeah, well, you know, good for her. So I think she works.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I just saw she had an opening today, and then I saw her today. I was supposed to see her last week, but she has, literally, I have transformed, this year. Mm-hmm. She's been a huge part of my transformation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, me too.
Huge
I
don't even know where I would be right now without her.
No, I wish we could say her. We probably can't.
We can't.
But I would love, she's absolutely, and if someone wants to know who she is, you can message me or Alicia, I'm sure.
I actually have a friend that's going to try to go
She's honestly changed my life. And how I met her was so... I can't get into it, but it was just one of those things where I believe, and I know, I go from talking about anal sex to God, but I believe God puts people in your life for a certain reason, and God literally just dropped her on me one day, or dropped me on her, I don't know how you want to see it, but fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
It changed my life.
A lot of people, so when I get upset or mad, I pretty much go to extremes. Mm-hmm. And she, since I've been seeing her, if I did not see her, I probably would have gone to those extremes. I probably would have slashed tires, ruined someone's life, got fired from both of their jobs. I would have probably slashed another car's tire. When I tell you, revenge is... I am that person, very revengeful.
No fury.
Nothing. When it comes to me, and
but at least
if
you're at that point now where you can admit that, and it's okay because that's a part of you.
Well,
and it's
right.
okay to
and
not like parts of
I
you, but that doesn't mean
it.
You don't like all of you.
Right.
And you, it's a part of you. It's not all of you. That's what I've learned from her.
Yes.
It's okay. You need to love yourself. And I know, this is getting Bridget's tuning out. Joey, she's right there with you. But no, it's when you get to a certain point, it's very you know what
I
don't know.
Well, Bridget has seen me in my darkest place in my life was these past holidays, especially
holidays
New
are
Year's.
Hard. Holidays
especially
are hard.
Especially New Year's. That was my darkest place I have ever been.
New Year's is my favorite holiday.
New Year's is my favorite holiday. So can you imagine it being my favorite holiday and being the darkest I have ever felt in my life? I was the most depressed I've ever felt in my life. And I called her, and I actually ended up calling her, leaving her a message a couple of days before, because I already knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I felt it. I knew it was coming.
Well, you know why it works with us, too? Because we're psychic. We have psychic tendencies.
We have
that
power.
And it runs in the family. And I don't care if someone who's part of it is shits on that. That's
no,
it
that
runs
gift.
Around. And yeah, we have that
why,
gift.
Here, so does Tyler.
Yeah.
Why do you think this angel is sitting in front of you?
How
crazy is that? I've left it there. So her wings, I gotta super glue the wings back on. But so this was given to me by Francine, the angel lady.
Oh, Francine Claus. I've never met her, but everyone really,
she's
really
amazing.
Likes her.
And she knows I have the gift, and she gave me this because I have the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So when my cousin Donnie was passing, I was watching Matthew, Pam and Dom's kid. So I come down, so I leave to go, I think, bring Talia somewhere. I come back. This isn't my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's down here. Tyler, why is my angel down here? He goes, I don't know. There was something upstairs making noise. So you brought the angel down? But that's the way Tyler also has. Tyler also has a gift.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
my mother talks to the angels all the time.
So
my mother's a powerhouse for that shit.
So I left it down here because it's Tyler brought it down because he feels like it's safe or whatever. And you know what? I think he knows Matthew was going through a hard time because Donnie was in his couple days of final days of passing. And Tyler brought that down for a reason. He saw, whether it was healing or he saw,
whatever. Well, he knows. He acted special. You're not special like that.
Yeah.
But it's
both of them are.
Yeah. Well, back to the dark place and New Year thing. I actually learned today that depression is so much more acceptable than society wants you to believe it is. Because life has its ebbs and its flows. Right now we're in a drought. That's just part of, it's the ups and the downs, and you go to dark. We sign on for this. I think I said this last time too. But we sign on for this. You know what I mean? This is part of the contract we sign when we come here. This is, we come for the human experience, and goddamn it, we're going to get the human experience. Even though at the time, we kind of forget what that means until we're but we've done this before. You've done this before. I'm sure how many failed marriages have we had in how many lifetimes? How many did we die next to our spot? You know what I mean? It's just, it happens.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is just, everything is where it needs to be. This is all for the growth of the soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I've learned the most from her. I didn't know she changed my life. I was already a spiritual person, but she was the next step in my spiritual path. Because when you start looking for the teacher shows up.
Right.
And I would sing her name from the moment. I love her. I've never met someone that I absolutely adore like this.
Right.
I mean, besides, you know, someone I'm related to, but a complete stranger for me to just be so like...
Right.
I go in there in a mood and I leave feeling so much better about myself.
Yeah, everything. Just like, I everything. Just, you know, and she's like, what? You know, you're giving so much energy to this, she says.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, because I'm mad.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. And I'm like, help me up. Why can't you just help me understand, like, if this happened, then this is the way. But why do I feel this way? And it's just like...
And it's okay to be mad about certain stuff. Like,
that's
like your marriage just ended.
Yeah.
If you weren't, like, a little mad about it, like, you got to go through the seventh stage of the grief. And even then, they're not, like, stepping stones. You bounce around on them. And, you know,
oh, my God. That's what she tells me. I'm going to go from this one to that one.
Oh, I already knew. Yeah, she didn't tell me that, but I already knew. That's just how the seventh stage of the grief are.
Yeah.
Like, you can be... But you can regress. You can progress. One day you can accept it. The next day you're angry.
I feel like I'm Paula Abdul. I'm like... Three steps forward and two steps back.
If you were Paula Abdul, you'd be sitting there like, hey, Simon, that was a great thing. Because you never know. They upped her doses in her final season of Idol. I'm telling you, they were like, they were like ratings, and she was like, yeah, give me the value. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. So we've so happy we bonded like that.
We have. So you talked about your favorite holiday being New Year's.
I love New Year's.
I do too. New Year's and New Year's Day. What's your favorite holiday, Bridget?
Halloween.
Why?
Don't know. It's something about it. Like, when I lived out west, I would decorate my house. Like, people would drive through our neighborhood just to see our house. Like, I would decorate the outside, the inside. I'd throw a massive Halloween party, like a pumpkin carving party. And it was high-end pumpkin carving. It wasn't, like, just the little squares and the little triangles.
That's
like,
what I would do.
I did, like, David Bowie 1 year. Yes. I did Michael Jackson, the zombie
how
1 year.
How'd you do that?
I got some hookups and stencils. I know how to get myself on that. And I tried to do it here, and it was a complete failure. So I haven't been in the Halloween spirit. I got dressed up last year. I thought I was going to a Halloween party. Thought I was going out. Drove all the way up to a city that I won't name out loud. And my friends were like, I'm really tired. And I could have been here in Gloucester dressed up and having a party. I never get invited to any Halloween parties, which is really amazing to me.
Well, because no one likes you.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
I don't get invited. Actually, I don't know. I've been invited.
I've never been to
But I'd rather be at a bar dressed like an idiot than
I don't dress up. The only time in my life I've dressed up
making a costume.
As an adult was to a wedding. And Chris and I went as a nun and a priest to a wedding on Halloween. It's fucking classic.
So see, I've done the whole
sacrilegious, but
I usually do like the obscure like pop culture kind of like movie reference people. Like, last year, I was one of the girls from Dazed and Confused.
Mm.
Everyone got it. It would have been perfect had my friend not told me the wrong date for her Halloween party. And so I ended up driving somewhere else and got fucking, like, jaded. Ended up watching Silence of the Lambs with my 16-year-old niece. And that was it.
Yeah,
it was lame. It was lame. And Halloween's my
story. I'm anxiety thinking about that.
Well, this Halloween is not, like, my Halloweens are over. So.
What do you mean
they're
over?
No, they're not. You're single now.
My mother still dresses up. 1 year she tried leaving the house as a kitty cat. And she did. She, like, snuck out the door. I was like, you're not leaving like that. And she
Well, my...
If you see the picture, though, she did look wicked cute, but in a way that, like, you're my mother, so you're not allowed to look that cute. I mean, it was just when she lost all the weight, she had the long blonde hair.
Yeah,
no. with the tail and the whiskers, and I was like... Get the fuck in the house, Felicia. Sit the fuck down.
Mine have been, obviously, revolved around my children, and my children are old enough now where, like, so, like, you know, in our tradition, like, we had a tradition for many years, which I'll no longer, you know, be a part of, and so this coming holidays will be hard for me because last holidays I kept it together, and so this is my first holidays actually going to be
alone.
But you can't think about that right now. You don't know that you're going to be alone.
I don't mean alone. Respect not being with somebody. I mean alone in as not having a family together. Like, for instance, for Halloween, my kids are older.
Yeah.
Okay. They're done with trick or treating. That's it. So that's done.
Yeah.
So basically, it's gonna be like
mom's night out.
Mom, what the fuck?
You go drink. That's what you do on Halloween. You go
drink.
I've
never done that before.
Well, fuck,
I usually drink wine and eat pizza.
Okay, you're gonna be 35. New friggin' year.
You don't even swear. You're running out of it. We're gonna have to pour some out and put more in. I got all this change during the week. That's the change I have for the year. What is this?
My mother has contributed to the puppies.
Oh, well, that's thank you for.
So anyway, why
I love New Year's?
Why?
I love getting dressed up in my best. I get my hair done, nails done, eyebrows did, ass bleached. And I love dressing up, drinking 9 bottles of champagne, and throwing up and crying about my childhood issues in a bush somewhere to a tree. I love it. I do. I know. I literally. That's
literally
year,
why
I get sloppy as fuck. And like my goal is to get sloppy. Like I want to look good at the beginning, but once the pictures are done, the jacket comes off, and I'm like streaking. I that's the one night.
So
year.
That's the complete opposite of why I love New Year's.
Oh, why do
so,
you love New Year's?
Well, I love New Year's because it's a new year and it's a renewal of, you know.
It's 8:30. What time did we start this?
Well, who got here late? Who needed to eat shells?
I need to drink and have a smoke, but I still have yet to have that smoke.
Well, why didn't you go do that?
Because you started the
podcast. And I think you can manage, because we're 51 minutes in, which means we're going to be done in 9 minutes.
No, I can manage. I was just like, wait a minute, it's 8:30. Like,
right, where's the time go?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know, that's why I was so confused. I'm like, are we just keeping going? Like, is this ever going to end?
Let's go. You guys took like 35 minutes to talk about your therapist. I blacked out.
But she's amazing.
Like, no, she's really good. We'll give you her name after. You should go see her.
I don't know if that's a lot of family bonding or podcast bonding, if that was to be the case for all three of us were seeing the same therapist.
I mean, no, it's just coincidence. Like,
That's so weird.
There's gonna be more than one therapist in this town.
No, we like mouthed it to each other.
And
she's
then
like, shut up! I'm like, what's the stairs
and
the dog?
We're back.
We can look at each other, and we just know. That's
we
just
can
crazy.
Keep going. All right.
Wonder
so
Twins
anyway.
Activate. So continue with
so
your
anyway, so that's my New Year's thing. It's about, I love things that have to do with renewal and things. So this brings me back to...
Yeah, I do a cleanse. Like, it cleanses my stomach.
Right.
Everything comes out.
So then, right? So this kind of brings us back to the beginning of where we started this podcast. I'm 35.
What?
We were talking about anal sex in the beginning.
She's 35. She's never tried
anal
sex.
New Year! No! I have such a thing against it.
Have you tried it?
Yes. Whoa!
Continue.
Who hasn't?
Everyone's tried it.
Obviously. Okay, we're not going.
I mean,
you're the one
that's
some
it.
People, listen,
done.
I have some straight female friends who really like it.
That's what I just okay.
You
we're
just
moving
need to
on
like
from this.
Half the bottle of like the, you know whatever you're using.
Just need an alternative.
That's why we need to vote a show to this, because I have so much to say. I have to want to educate everyone. I'm Sue Johansson of the modern era.
Oh, Sue Johansson.
I love her. Can we dedicate a show to her? Can we get her here? What's our budget?
She's not.
What's our guest budget?
This is our budget.
Okay, well that's one second.
This bottle of wine is our budget. That's how we get. 10 pennies.
So go back to your renewal.
So
New Year.
All right, so yes, back to where we started, 35.
Our budget is 66 cents.
Not 69?
Nope. I threw it in.
She would probably take it. I mean, she probably would. I would, just for the pun. I mean, I have so many questions for her that no one's ever taught me.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she is, apparently. She has a radio show in Canada. She was from Canada, she started in Canada, and she ended it in Canada.
Because you know Miss Cleo died, right?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, Miss Cleo!
I know someone who spent like over 20 grand on her.
Shut the fuck up. Sue or Cleo?
Cleo.
Yeah, because Sue is free to call into. Just like Loveline.
Oh.
Cleo.
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth. I don't remember her.
Dr. Ruth.
You don't remember Dr. Ruth?
Well, who's the one on the radio late at night?
Delilah.
I can't remember.
So anyway.
Well, also, no. Can I talk about C.J. Johansson real quick? If anyone
has go ahead.
I'm going to go in here for a second and prep something.
Okay. So, Sue Johansson, I gotta tell you, I loved watching her. If anyone didn't know, she was like this 90-year-old talk sex lady, and she was...
I thought that was Dr. Ruth.
No, Dr. Sue Johansson was... They were in the same vein. Now I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
No, Sue Johansson, I gotta tell you, because sometimes you have sexual questions, and you can't ask your parents.
Right.
I mean, my father never taught me anything about sex. He would, like, throw up and turn green at the thought of having to talk to one of his offspring about sex.
Right.
But anyway, so my mother had to tell us everything. And how do you ask your mother the proper way to clean a dildo? You don't.
Oh, God.
Well, no, not that I need to know, but you never know. Like, can I put it in the dishwasher with the rest of the family dishes? Is that considered unsanitary? Like, what if we use, like, Dawn? So, I mean, I don't know. Like, do we have to use the diamond standard stuff? I had so many questions, and Sue Johansson answered them all for me.
Perfect.
Yeah. Every single question.
Over the phone?
No, I mean watching the show, but people called in so much that there was such a plethora of questions that she could ask, that you could ask her.
Oh, okay.
She was great. You should look her up on YouTube.
All right, I will.
No, you really should. There's so many things that I learned that were dangerous and what isn't. Like having sex in a jacuzzi is dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Or the pool.
Or the chlorine.
And all the chlorine and all the things, yeah.
Constantly, like, the tides are changing in there, you know.
And shampoo is not a lube.
No, I wouldn't think.
Neither is argan oil. I found that out the hard way.
Ooh.
Argan oil, Moroccan oil.
But were you
get a
shiny
rash
though?
No, you get a rash.
Oh.
You get a really bad rash. Like a really, like,
yeah.
Like
I think I don't need
a rash that just withstands the test of time.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Like that was one of those things that you think you might have an STD. I don't know. A friend told me this that you might have an STD, and the doctor's like, you should probably stop having sex with argan oil. And you're like,
wow.
Oh, then you probably shouldn't. And then that's the end of that. Okay.
So anyway, so we're going to end this the same way we started, which is not with Anna. We already went over this. So renewal, and which is why I love New Year's, and I'm entering a new year.
God bless.
And I was actually born 11 a.m. in the morning, so it's actually not going to be till 11 a.m. tomorrow morning that I actually re-enter this world, but...
We should get like a paper mache vagina that you can just come out through, and we'll like have like hose and some champagne.
And I love the champagne part.
We'll like give birth to you again. What do you think? Like, you wouldn't want to like jump through a paper mache vagina and be like,
That is a thought frame.
I would come out and be like, this is my renewal vagina. And you have to say vagina. And you come out and you're like, I'm coming.
I want the world to know.
And you break free.
You
have to break free of your vaginal confines of your old life. And you are now, you are the afterbirth of Alicia Unleashed. You are your own placenta.
Joey's out. Wait, hold on. My new book, The Afterbirth of Alicia Unleashed.
Alicia Unleashed, The Afterbirth.
Alicia Unleashed.
We should have like a show that never gets like released. Just record ourselves talking, and I'm
that would be
it.
Right now. That's
I know
what's happening.
I know, but I mean, like, no one ever hears it. But I mean, I guess it's the same thing. I don't know. I could give up my social security number, and no one would even give a shit.
Nope, don't do that because we have closet listeners, and
I know
who they
do,
are.
But I listen,
isn't that crazy?
No, I know who I actually know who a few are, but people tell me, oh, I'm listening to it right now, and I'm like, can you not? Can you not? I don't know. It's like, you know, but if you want to be a closet listener, be a closet listener.
There's a lot of closet people.
Yeah.
We already went over this. So anyway, let's go.
When I think about it, though, I just the regret that swells up like anxiety is like regurgitating. And this is, I got to write this down so I can talk about it with my therapist. It's going in the anger log. Love her once again changed my life. Bridget is so over that. You know what? You're mad that you're left out, but you don't get to see the phenomenal work. Like,
no.
I can't say her name.
Listen, if I was beyond like 45% in my brain right now, I'd be all about it. But
are you stoned? What do you want?
5-hour energy and
migraine medication.
Yeah.
Do you want to like crush them up in the bathroom later?
No, I can't do that kind of shit anymore. It hurts my nostrils.
Or I meant like melted on a spoon. And, no?
No.
Okay,
no.
All right. So listen. So anyway.
Go down to the pavilion, you know? Sorry. Niles. I'm sorry, Niles now. Sorry. Politically correct.
It used to be Half Moon, but whatever.
Was it? Oh, God. Yeah. Listen, I can tell you. I can tell you it's from Half Moon.
So,
are you
ending this?
I'm trying.
Right. I know.
I've been trying to end it for 10 minutes.
Have you? Why don't you give me a signal? Like, shut the fuck up, John.
Or... What do you think I'm trying to do? I'm trying to say, all right. And then you just, you know, it just happens.
Sorry, I'm like, I've had a whole...
Dude, you've had like 3 sips of wine, dude.
This was full.
Okay, I've had the rest of the bottle. So what's your thing? I'm not understanding.
I don't have a filter to begin with. You give me a little alcohol and I'm gone.
Just a little, yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, like, I can drive home, but like I can't talk to the CIA right now.
OMG.
Like...
The NSA. Or the FBI.
Or
detectives.
CSI.
GPD.
CSI.
Is that what I say, CSI?
Yes.
I thought I meant CIA.
You did say CIA. Yeah, you did say
That's like me, though. I probably would. I don't know. All those anagrams and
CSI is crime scene investigation.
Thanks, I watched the show.
All right.
Like, what do I look, retarded? Don't answer that. That was rhetorical.
I mean, I would be more concerned about the CIA than the CSI, though. I mean, unless your car is a crime scene.
Well, I mean, there are some dead people in the back seat. Yeah, I was going to say that.
I bet you if they put a black light back there, it just glow like a
fire. Actually, haven't had the car long enough. That was my number one reason for not wanting...
a black light?
No, what are those seats? What do I have?
Leather?
Cloth seats.
Yeah.
I wanted leather seats because they're easier to Windex down. Because you know when the cloth seat just gets the stains, and then you never know. And it smells weird when it's in the hot sun, and then you're like,
And detailing costs a lot.
Yeah, and I don't know. You probably just shouldn't have sex in a new car, or do any. You shouldn't release any bodily fluids in your new car.
No.
I mean, I haven't. That's why my car is squeaky clean.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know why. All right, end this.
So. So
it's amazing.
We're at 1 hour and 1 minute. So I you know what? I'm not gonna finish my thought. So it's
no,
like Jerry
thought.
Springer's
why not? Who cares? No
thought.
One's listening anyway.
It's like thought. Jerry Springer's final thought. So Alicia's final thought. 35 tomorrow. And I'm in a happy I actually am, as I know, as angry as I probably come off and sound. I actually am in a happy place right now.
But it's a transition period.
I'm in a huge, I feel like my transition period is over.
2016 is a huge transition period. I mean,
oh, 2016 itself, and I feel like tomorrow, like, it's almost like 2016 is over for me, because when I turn a different age, because all of my 34 has, because nobody knows behind closed doors what's been happening for my whole 34 year, okay?
Yeah.
So a lot of people, my life has only been in the eye for, like, the past few months. But my life has actually been transitioning this way for almost a year, right? So for me, like, this has been a huge, my whole year has been consumed of this. But again, nobody knows what happens behind closed doors. So for me, this is a huge relief and transition to 35. For me, you know.
Yeah,
but, that you know,
yeah.
So.
Well, I'm happy you're feeling.
I am in a good place, of course, if. You know, anything goes awry in the next couple of weeks, I'll be like, oh, that fucking sucks. But
no, we can't think like that. We can't manifest it.
No. I'm positive. I'm keeping positive. I'm taking it day by day. I'm taking everything with, like,
well,
a grain of salt. With everything that...
No, you do.
Taking
you
everything with
it,
a grain of
yeah.
salt. I'm not getting ahead of myself. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm not, like, becoming serious with someone within, like, 2 months and calling them,
like... Are you
like,
dating right now?
I have been dating for months now.
Well, no,
but not the same person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're
I've been going on a date. I've been doing
You're still
like,
a young woman.
I've been like doing like
young.
Habitual freaking whatever it's called. Like what's when you like one after
habitual dating.
Habitual dating. But I've
Or serial dating.
Serial dating.
Well, I mean, you were married for almost 20 years.
Well, no, I was with them for
almost 20 years.
Almost 17.
Well, that's
I was married for almost 13.
That's a lifetime.
That's a long time.
It's a lifetime.
It's literally half my life.
Your kid is like, what, 18?
She's 16 and a half.
Or whatever.
But literally, it's been half my life.
I don't even know how old my kids are, but that's cool.
They're probably 10 by now.
They're in a chair somewhere. Or in a bucket.
Once I handed them to the nun and they closed the gates, I didn't know.
So anyway, I am, and I have a fun. Bridget, you're with me from now. She's trying to smile, but she can't stand how excited she is to spend all of her time with me from now until Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I need stronger meds. I'm gonna need some stronger shit.
You're gonna need something. You know what? I want to be very zen. I do. I want to be very zen starting to... Right. Oh, I've been very zen today. I'm excited. And I've made a point to not be alone and be by myself this weekend. So thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome.
Bridget has been my biggest supporter throughout this whole year for me.
I am also an athletic supporter.
I don't appreciate that lowbrow humor in my house. I just want to say happy birthday, Alicia. Thank you so much for having
me again.
I'm going to be announcing my sabbatical. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go to Promises Passages Malibu. I'm going to get sober again. I can't afford to be doing crack with Lindsay Lohan every weekend.
You're going to get sober in this town?
No. But I want people to think I am. Or at least I want to be able to... I don't know.
You can't go until after you do my hair on Friday.
Oh, yeah. About that. But yeah, I... No. This is so much fun. This is so...
I don't like... All our viewers love listening to you.
Do they? Do they now? Or are they sitting there being like, who the fuck raised this kid?
How about you listen to me?
They've been listening to me
for 35 episodes.
I don't listen because I squeam, right? But I'm going to say, let me tell you who raised me, the most phenomenal woman in the fucking world, and I'm my own product of my own self. So if anyone judges my mother by what I have to say, you can go fuck yourself. And that's certain family members who like to listen in. At some point we had to go there. I'm sorry, to the death I got to defend her. Love her. Yes. But anyway, that's my disclaimer. Her views are not mine. Don't yell at her for anything I say, or don't even mention me being on this because it's really none of her business. So
even though she can listen to it, you know.
No, she can. She owes me on her own. She understands. But I just, people have shit to say.
I have family members that refuse to listen.
Well, they can.
Because they can't handle it.
Well, you know what? Sorry, you can't handle the truth.
That's right.
And you know what? Guess what else? 9/11 was an inside job.
Jesus.
Bush did 9/11. R&B Harambe. R.I.P. Harambe.
Oh, here we are. Okay, on
that note, episode 37 with John will be about anal.
Oh, baby, what's your name?